What have they got in Abilene, Fort Worth, Galveston, Seguin?
There's a Texas town named for the product it makes. Outside the state, it's known for its powerful congressman, Tom DeLay. But for generations of Texans, Sugar Land has meant sugar.
Quick dissolving imperial pure cane sugar is what they've got. It's the only sugar refined in Texas.
Now things have changed. In December of 2002, Imperial Sugar announced it would close its Texas refinery. As of 2003, there's no more sugar in Sugar Land.
Well, there ain't no more cane on this Brazos.
And by ironic coincidence, Sugar Land's other longtime institution is likewise changing permanently. In September, Texas Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson announced the sale of 2,000 acres from one of the prisons next to Sugar Land, with more sales to follow. Starting at Sugar Land, there's a series of large Texas prison farms along the lower Brazos River. How they got there is an interesting but dark story. It begins, as does the Texas sugar industry, with sugarcane.
Down on the Brazos.
Well, cane cutting is hard work.
This is Leon Anheuser. He's a sugar engineer and a native of Sugar Land.
It's very thick. There are all sorts of rodents and insects and other creatures that love to live in the cane. Long days and long hours, because there's only a certain period of time that you have when the sugar content is high. And it's a repetitive job, the swinging of that machete all day long.
Slave labor did the work before the Civil War. That's what made the sugar plantations possible and profitable.
The four counties of Fort Bend, Brazoria, Wharton, and Matagorda County were termed the Sugar Bowl in the 19th century because of the large sugar plantations there.
This is historian Michael Moore, director of the Fort Bend Museum.
And in these sugar plantations, you see the largest investment in slave labor, in nice plantation houses, and machinery, steam engines, and other things needed for the sugar production. So really it had the most developed sense of a plantation economy of virtually any place in Texas. And Texas was a fairly new plantation economy at the time of the Civil War.
After the Civil War, Texas, to put it very simply, was broke.
This is Donald Walker. He's a professor of history at Texas Tech.
The end of slavery left the sugar growers with a dilemma. They had a crop that was profitable, but it required a great deal of labor, so they had to find a substitute source of labor and was very likely going to cost them some money.
The solution the state and plantation owners came up with would turn out to be controversial, morally dubious, and once again, quite profitable. And Sugar Land was right in the middle of it. That story tomorrow, as we continue with Ain't No More Sugar in Sugar Land. This is Wayne Bell for KUHF.
And ain't no more cane on the bread.